This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Marco is on the phone right now for a first date follow-up, and apparently he did a bunch of somersaults.
Whoa.
On a first date, so it sounds like it's probably pretty good.
You're but jealous.
Before we get to the somersaults, what's up, Marco? How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Doing not good. Too bad. So you're not getting a call back from what's her name, Kendra?
Yep.
How long has it been since you guys talked?
It's been a few days. It's been a few days.
Okay. Long enough though to think that you're getting ghosted, or a few days meaning you're impatient.
Well, the connection I felt, that was originally there, it feels like being ghosted, like impatience now.
Well, how many times have you tried to reach out to her?
I tried to reach out a handful, maybe about five.
Okay, you're definitely being ghosted.
But yeah, five in three days, quite a lot.
And not getting anything back at all?
Nothing. Yeah. Like radio silence.
What did you guys do for your date?
We went to a pizza place. And, I thought it was a nice time. You know, I thought there was a connection there. And then, took a little walk around the park, a little stroll. I thought it was romantic in my eyes, in my opinion. I thought it was romantic.
The email that you sent in was descriptive about, it sounded like you guys were just running around the park, like doing somersaults and backflips.
Just living.
Yeah, slip and sliding. Did you slip and slide? I don't know if you did or not, but...
So we went to the park and we were walking around, taking in everything that the park had to offer. We were playing a little hide and seek, catch and kiss and stuff like that. And I thought it was, I thought it was
Did
a wonderful
catching
time.
Catching kids?
It's like grown up tag,
Right, right. Okay.
So we had some ice cream. We talked about, our dreams, our hopes, our the future. We talked about, the universe. I mean, we had a real connection.
Well, where'd you meet her, by the way?
We met at a wedding. I was the best man, and she's a cousin of the bride. So, my friends were talking her up to me, and from what I hear, her friends were, kind of laying a bug in her ear about me, myself as well. So, I got the courage up and I, asked her for a dance, and, we were just hitting it off, straight through the reception. And it seemed like, like the night wouldn't end, and it just seemed perfect. Okay. We exchanged numbers.
Your email did say there was an awkward situation, though. Before we get there, how did it end? Did you guys kiss and make plans to go out again? Did it seem like you were going to get another date?
Yeah. Nothing was out of the ordinary. So, yeah, there was a kiss, and it seemed like there was, plans to have a future, to see each other in the future.
And your email did say there was something awkward that happened, and that's...
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
I had a little fall. I had a little mishap. So I squatted down and my pants accidentally split.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
How bad?
Well, to me, not so bad, but I kind of like go commando.
That probably wasn't a pretty sight.
Right.
What did she say? Was she laughing?
Yeah, she was laughing. I mean, it was like a laughable moment, so it wasn't like...
I
didn't feel embarrassed at first.
How'd you deal with that? I mean, what'd you do?
I kind of like, you know, kind of wrapped it up and excused myself and, you know, told her, I would contact her when I...
Okay. So you ended the date.
Got back home.
Which I probably would have done, too, if my pants had split on a date. Unless it was going really well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hold on. Did she kiss you after you split your pants?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Wow. So she must have, kind of liked you at least.
A little.
Well, do you think there's like anything else during your date that could be the reason why she's not calling you back?
I honestly can't think of anything. Honestly, not right now.
All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like she liked you a lot, so... We'll try to figure it out. Maybe it was your pants splitting. I doubt that, but who knows? it could be awkward for somebody, but if she had a good sense of humor about it, that's probably not it. All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure it out for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, man, we'll do it right after this. It's the Jubal Show. Marco is on the phone, and he met a woman named Kendra at a wedding, and he said it was like a storybook. He was the best man. She was the cousin of the bride. And they danced and he asked her for her phone number. And then they got pizza and then walked around the park and then did somersaults and ran around and did all the fun things you can do at a park.
Sounds fun to me.
And he ended up ending the evening with a kiss. They made plans to go out again, but he has not heard from her and he doesn't know what to do because it's obvious that he's getting ghosted. He also said that there was an awkward moment when he bent down and his pants split, which really ended the date. His pants split, and that's why the date ended. And so we're wondering if it was the pants or something else that's the reason he's not getting a call back, and we're about to call her and find out right now. All right, Marco, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Kendra, please?
Yeah, this is Kendra.
Kendra, how are you? This is Jubal Fresh from The Jubal Show.
This is Alex Fresh from The Jubal Show.
This is English Evan from The Jubal Show.
What is this again?
The Jubal Show is a radio show and...
Oh!
Yeah.
A radio show.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me?
Well, we're calling you because we do a segment on our show where if you go out on a date with someone and then they don't call you back... You can email us to get that person on the phone to find out what happened. So we got an email about you.
You did?
Yes. And it's from a dude named Marco.
Okay.
Okay.
And Marco emailed us because he said that he had a really good time hanging out with you. But now it's obvious that you're ghosting him and he doesn't know why. And he would like to know why.
Oh. Well, I mean...
Would you like to tell us why? You probably wouldn't like to, but...
Honestly, I went on the date because my friends and my family were pressuring me because I broke up with my longtime boyfriend a couple of years ago and I haven't been on many dates and they just are like chomping at the bit for me to go out. So just I met this guy at a wedding and they were like, hey, he's cute, go out with him. And I was like, fine, I'll just go out. And I mean, it was okay. I'm just not ready. I'm not into him.
Wow. No, not ready.
Okay.
No.
Well, how come you didn't just tell him that instead of ghosting him?
There was also a weird thing that happened. I mean, we went to this pizza place and then we went to the park afterwards and we're, you know, around and just doing weird stuff. And all of a sudden his pants split and I just,
he told us
about that.
I saw this hairy butt and I just was like,
yeah,
I can't do this. I just can't do this. And so, you know,
wait, so just because of the hair on his butt,
hairy butt,
you're not calling him back.
Oh, it was like a Muppet. It was like,
a Muppet.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know what, no. And I, you know, he left soon after that, which was good, because I was trying to figure out how the heck I could get out of there, and he just left, and I was like, okay, that's fine, this is over, I don't, we're done.
Okay, and he goes commando, you guys.
Why?
So his pants probably stink.
just skid marks everywhere.
So it looks more like he's wearing fur underwear most of the time, which is kind of sexy.
Pretty much. And I just, you know, it's not my type.
But that's something you can change, though. Like, if you liked him enough, or is it just a combination of the hairy butt and then whatever else you felt about him?
Exactly. It was just a combination. It just, he seems like a nice enough guy. It's just not for me.
All right. Let's say he had a great personality, right? Like everything you like in a dude, he had. Mm-hmm. Would you be okay with a hairy butt then? Would you rub your fingers through that hairy butt?
Oh. Come on.
You're making it sound so appealing.
I'm just wondering, could you look past that if you actually did like him a lot?
I mean, if I did dig him a lot, then yeah, I guess he could.
Still a question.
That sounded like a no.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, I really, really have to click with him to kind of get past the hairy butt. But, yeah.
Okay. Well,
good luck.
Oh, yeah. I should tell you, too, that he's actually listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Marco.
Hey.
Sounds like you're feeling down about your hairy butt and don't, man.
Yeah.
You know, you could shave it. I think you should, but
it happens to a lot of guys,
you know.
Well, yes, you know, it's natural. It's a natural thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay. I didn't know you had that much of a like issue with it.
It's not the butt, it's just we didn't click, Marco. I mean, and it's not you're a great guy. It's I don't think we're compatible.
Well, it sounds like it was more like superficial about my the hair on my body more than it felt like we clicked, though. I mean, that's not what you were really leaning on just now. You were you're saying that like the hair was just too much. And if you know, and I felt like we clicked and you I don't know. It didn't seem like you that was the real issue there. So what is it really?
You know, the hair is a little bit much, but you know, for some people it might not be an issue, but honestly, I honestly don't think we clicked, Marco, and I'm sorry, but you want to date somebody who you click with, and that's just not me.
You know, I think the hairy butt was just the icing on the cake, or the hair on the butt, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
Kendra, I do have to ask you, though. Would you like to go on another date with Marco? We'll pay for it.
No.
Not the waxing or the hair removal, but we'll pay for the date.
We'll recommend that.
No.
What's that? Again,
no, I'm
sorry.
Not into it.
Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello?
Yeah? I said no.
No. Okay, cool. I want to make sure I heard that right, even though I've heard it every single time you said it. So, Marco, I'm sorry, man. No second date for you.
It's okay.
Are you sure? Because you sound pretty down about it.
Well, it has to be okay, you know, at this point.
Nothing you can do. Well, I mean, you could shave.
No.
You could do that.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're really attached to that hair.
Well, it's natural. You know, it helps out.
With what?
Keeping your butt warm?
Well, you know, thank you, Kendra, for, you know, the time. But, you know, if things turn out different, yeah, give me a call.
Good luck.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.